Earlier, you had mentioned during our previous visit that there seemed to be a turning point at Minidoka for you.
There was a period where one day, in fact, I was walking around by the administration building where the main gate is, and there was a truckload of girls came in, you know. And I thought, and then there's a crowd of people as they got off the truck, and I thought, well, what's this commotion about? So I got close and I knew one of the gals, so I went to ask her, "Hey, Masa, what's going on?" And says, "Oh, we were in the, I can't remember the place, but picking potatoes." And they came back and she earned $6 or $8 just that one day of work.
But was a normal day's pay.
Well, in camp, I could be wrong. I think the wages, monthly salary was between 6 and 8 for unskilled workers and 14 to 16 or so for skilled doctors and, you know, people that. So here's someone coming in making $6 or $8 in one day. You know, so what happens is gradually others want to do the same. And then that started a sort of a stampede where the fellows all went out to start going out for to the sugar beet farms, and then all of a sudden there was a different atmosphere. You know, there's that came right back to money has become the goal again of everyone. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I just say the direction. And then others have relocated to other cities. Others have gone to back east, and you know, it's just a big disbursement. The government itself, they were happy to have the evacuee go out because they need, like the farmers, they need workers.
Now, what was the requirement in order to leave?
You know, I made out a form, but I don't remember. It got so that, you know, I felt like a dunhead for staying home. Even my mother would say, "Ma, what's wrong with you? You know, all the others are going out making money." So I finally decided I'll go. I went to Spokane because my brother was there, and he was just graduating. He went ahead to go to Spokane from Seattle. I think it was from Seattle because he only had a semester or so to finish his aeronautical degree at the UW. He finished it at the Gonzaga instead.
Now, Spokane was outside the relocation zone.
Yes, it was there was a zone there that. So I went to Spokane and
What did you do there?
well, there was a friend. He says he got a job at a restaurant, working washing dishes on swing shift. You know, and those at that time, any kind of work would be okay because otherwise we can't make a living. And the idea there is we are working at a restaurant, you can get at least one meal free and you can bring some food home too. So I was working there, and also, you know, the condition, I said I was going to school, which I had in mind to go. And so they had I was working from 11 at night until 7 in the morning. And it makes it very difficult to go to sleep because it's daylight and it's nice and it feels good. So I don't know if I, you know, and then on weekends, of course, I find a date or something, but until that time I have to get to work at 11. And so I'm burning the day, you know,
So life was
24
very
hours
busy
kind
for
of,
you.
yeah.